Feel free to put them down anywhere, fellas.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
No, you're not.
Well, well, what do we have here? The wife, I assume.
Don't you dare hurt her!
Oh, don't worry, I won't. I'm only after the boy. Speaking of, where is he?
Well, you see, he got away.
He what?
He got away. He was protected. We couldn't get to him. I'm sorry.
Sorry isn't going to cut it. I don't think you understand. This is my one shot. If this plan doesn't succeed, the Order will never speak to me again.
We'll find him, sir. I promise.
Yes, you will. You will search this town far and wide. Burn it down if you have to.
Yes, sir.
New plan. He'll have to come home if he ever wants to see his family again.
Return! 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 Return!
For the love of all that is holy, Vernon, can you stop? It's been over an hour. Mjolnir is not coming back.
It's not? But it's like right outside that door! I can sense it!
This is an Archaon prison cell. It has special magic that renders us powerless. We have cells like this at the League to prevent stronger prisoners from breaking out. As long as that door is closed, you won't be able to summon Mjolnir.
What? That's so lame! How are we getting out of this one?
I think we've waited long enough. Celia, are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
What's Celia going to do? She can't fight!
She's going to get us help.
Zack, or at least who we thought was Zack, confiscated our weapons. But he missed Celia's falcon cloak. Celia's going to use it to escape and find everyone else.
What about the cell making us powerless?
And that's where you come in. We need you to rip that window off the wall.
Now that's what I'm talking about! Heck yeah! No magic can handle this muscle!
Celia, you remember the plan, right?
Fly back to the human world. Get to Augustine. Bring help here.
Good.
When did you guys come up with this plan? I don't remember any of this.
We discussed it while you were knocked out.
Best of luck, Celia.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Must have passed out. Great.
Enough! I don't want to hear anything else on the matter.
Please, hear me out!
What is that?
I have been working tirelessly for a solution, and I finally have one within grasp! Why do you deny me?
Yes, a solution. But at what cost?
Just a few measly human lives! I know you want peace, but this is important, Nost!
As in, the old Archaon King?
I appreciate all that you do for our people, Saichi. But making peace is our only option. If we go off and kill humans for our own gain, that peace will never come into existence.
Why? Why do we need peace? We don't need to coexist. Human beings are beneath us. We don't need to meet their desires.
Has your heart really grown so hard? Sure, they are weaker, but they are intelligent. They have thoughts and feelings all their own. They deserve to live out their lives as much as we do.
Look around you! No lives are being lived here! You spend all your time speaking about peace with humans with nothing to show for it. People are suffering out there in the streets. Our people are struggling while you play diplomacy. The rot is destroying everything!
They're what?
Just because our world is failing doesn't mean the humans should lose theirs.
And I would agree with you if we had more time!
I'm working as hard as I can with the humans. I just need more time.
Don't you get it? They aren't going to help us. We are frightening to them. something they can't control if out of hand, they're never going to want us to coexist.
Enough!
Nost!
Get out of my home!
Nost, please!
Get out, now!
Fine.
What in the world was that?
That was my greatest regret.
He's talking to me.
Hello, Simeon. I'm pleased to finally make your acquaintance.
Nice to meet you too.
Don't look so scared. It's not every day someone gets to meet their long-dead grandfather.
Their what?
Archeon, Episode 5, Awakening.
Lay Simeon on one of the tables.
Yes, ma'am.
Were we followed?
Did you see how many there were? Of course we were followed.
Sir, are you okay?
Yes, I think so.
Sir!
I'm okay. Looks like one of them got me. I guess I've slowed down in my old age.
Victor, help Sir Augustine with his injury.
Yeah.
Victor, really?
Of course, Victor. He's our trained medic.
Medicine was the thing I tested best at in the academy. This is going to hurt a little bit.
Are you kidding me? I was a prisoner of war. I can handle way more than anything you could.
Can't say I didn't warn you.
Be more careful.
I am careful. Just shut up and let me take care of you.
What was that?
I don't know. Ruby, get ready for a fight.
Right.
Who's there? If you know what's best for you, reveal yourself now.
Please, don't hurt me. I'll do whatever you want.
The sheriff?
Why would you think we'd want to hurt you?
I don't know what to think anymore. One minute I was enjoying some late-night coffee, the next the town was overrun with monsters. What I do know is that this stuff only started happening once you guys showed up here.
While I would love to say they aren't here because of us, that would be a lie. However, in no way are we affiliated with them.
These the kind of monsters you guys are supposed to fight?
Yes, but as you can see, we're vastly outnumbered. What are you doing here at the library anyway?
I was testing a theory. The field around town doesn't let cell phone signals through. This library has an old radio the AV Club plays around with. I wanted to see if I could get a signal out.
I'd like to take a look at this radio, if that's all right.
Sure, I'll show you where it is. Is, Simeon all right? Is he dead?
No, he's just passed out.
What happened to him?
His Archeon senses were overwhelmed by what's attacking the town and he passed out. He's going to be fine.
His... what?
Come on. I'll explain everything to you while we check out this radio.
Right. It's this way.
Ruby?
Yeah?
You like Simeon, huh?
What?
Poppy!
Focus on me, not them!
Sorry!
I was just curious. I'm sorry if I was crossing a line.
It's okay. I've just never talked about it before. Never said it out loud. I do. Yeah, for a long time.
Really? That's so cute!
We've known each other all through school. Growing up, I was always the smallest one my age. I used to get bullied a lot because of it. He would always defend me, though. He'd tell them to get lost and make sure I was okay.
That sounds like our Simeon.
You care a lot for him, too?
Yeah, but not romantically. He's my brother. Not by blood, but that doesn't matter. He's a good friend. I'm glad you had someone like him.
He wouldn't leave me alone until I could say it was okay with a smile. I would ask him all the time why he's always helping me. He gave me the same answer, every time. He always told me there was nothing wrong with being different and unusual. He would say that being different is what makes us special. I figured he could relate to me because of his white hair. I've learned quite recently that there was way more to his uniqueness.
Yeah, that's a recent discovery for a lot of us.
He's gone through so much. Jameson told me it feels like the normal life he desires for himself is just always out of his grasp.
You knew Jameson?
Not growing up. I never met Simeon's family. That woman, Nancy, would pick him up from school every day. I met Jameson when I escaped Ezradel's lab.
You were in his lab?
It wasn't pretty. I'm the result of an experiment of his. Fusing human and Archean together. Operation Union.
You are what?
Sir, I'm not done yet!
I'm the fusion of a human and an Archean. Two living inside the same soul. No possession.
That's possible?
If it wasn't before, Ezradel made it possible.
So there are two of you in that body?
Yes. There's me, and then there's Fila, the Archean. She's resting now. She used up a lot of energy to help us get here.
And you just coexist together?
We've come to an understanding with each other.
Are you the only one?
No, there is one other. Fila's brother Velis is the other result. He's fused into the body of your Zack.
Does that mean Zack could still be okay?
Unfortunately, no. Zack was dying when the process began. His life force was so weak that he had to use Velis' soul to hold Zack's together. I'd say that the Zack you know is now 97% Velis.
That's still 3% of our friend! We can find a way to get him out of there!
No, Victor. Velis is what's keeping Zack alive. If we destroy Velis' soul or find a way to force it out, Zack will die. I'm sorry.
No, this is too much.
Stop whining.
Ruby, are you okay?
Of course I'm okay. I'm not Ruby, though. It's Fila. Stop acting so hopeless. I'm not giving up on Velis just yet. I will get my brother back. Sorry about that. Fila gets worked up easily. I do not.
Is this a normal occurrence? You jumping between souls?
Yeah, but we try to keep it low-key around normal people. You all know my secret, so she's going to pop up more.
Interesting. I would like to run some tests on you at the League when this is all over. With your permission, of course. I'm not fond of Ezradel, but his genius is clear.
I don't mind.
How did you manage to escape?
Velis helped. I escaped right before they would have brainwashed us to serve them. Velis held off guards as I ran. I ran until my legs were about to give out. I managed to find a gate hidden in the capital that put me out into the woods here. That's when Jameson found me. I had never met him before, but I had this strange feeling I could trust him. I didn't know why, but now I know. He reminded me of Simeon. I told him everything, fully prepared for him to think I was crazy. But he didn't. He understood everything. He helped me back to my apartment. There we decided to work together to find a way to stop Ezradel, or at least his experiments. Unfortunately, Ezradel discovered Jameson snooping before we could do anything substantial.
I see. That's why Jameson went missing.
That must be why Jameson felt like something was after him. He must have suspected that Ezradel was closing in on him.
I'm so sorry. This whole mess is because of me.
Don't be too hard on yourself. You couldn't have expected this turn of events.
Great, you got yourself all excited and made your injury worse. Sit down so I can finish treatment.
Victor.
Sit down!
Fine.
Do you think Simeon is gonna be okay? I've never seen this happen to him before.
I'm sure he will. It's good that he's resting anyway. He'll need it for the battle to come.
So, let me get this straight. You're my grandfather.
Yes.
And I'm your grandson.
For the 15th time, yes.
How does that even happen?
Well, I figured at 22 you'd know this, but when two people love each other...
No, not that. You didn't have any children.
Who said I didn't have any children?
History! You and your wife died before your first child was even born.
Oh, I see. Well, if there's anything I know about history, it's that history is written by those that win.
What are you trying to say?
Why don't I show you?
My queen!
Saichi!
That's Queen Marin.
Shh! Pay attention.
What is going on out there?
A revolution, my queen.
Why did you bring me here? Where is my husband?
I'm afraid he's been captured by rebels.
Oh gods! What are we going to do?
We're going to get you and the child to safety. There's a secret tunnel in this room that leads to outside the palace. Waiting there is a carriage to take you to a gate.
A gate?
Yes. Until we can sort out the situation, you will be taking refuge in the human world.
Will we be safe?
Yes. I will ensure of it.
Is Nost going to be okay?
I don't know. Go. I will deal with these revolutionaries.
Thank you, Saichi.
Just go.
Queen Marin escaped.
Yes. I believe the gate sent her to Stuttgart, Germany.
Did Saichi ever come back for her? What happened to you?
I suppose I could show you that as well. Help me! My men! They've turned against me! Where is my wife? Saichi, do you know where Marin is?
Lady Marin has escaped. I've ensured her safety, but I will do nothing more for her. She'll have to survive in the human world.
What are you talking about?
I've made sure of her safety, because all of this has nothing to do with her. This is all about you.
Not you too.
I'm sorry, Nost. I really am. You've turned your back on your people, chasing a dream that'll never exist. No king like that should be in power. I'm doing what I must.
And what are you going to do once I'm dead? Crown yourself king?
No. I'm not cut out for leadership. I'll leave it to the people who planned this. I'm just going along with the plan.
I'm not making it out of this alive. But if you think I'm not going to fight back with all my might, you're in for a surprise.
You used the last of your energy to kill him.
I don't really want to talk about it.
I'm sorry. I'm sure this is hard for you.
It doesn't matter. It's all in the past.
What happened to Queen Marin?
That's right. Saichi was telling the truth. The moment she crossed to your world, she was on her own. She found herself in Stuttgart, a city in Germany. She was eventually taken in as a servant for a count. She ended up falling in love with the castle that she worked in, as well as the people who lived there. Eventually, she gave birth to our son. We never picked out a name together, so she decided to name the child after the place that had shown her so much love, after so much hardship.
Your name will be Hohenheim.
My dad?
Yes.
Why are you telling me this?
The main reason I wanted to show you this is to show you the strength of your bloodline.
My bloodline?
Exactly. I'm here to tell you that you come from a very special one. A royal one, in fact. It means you're powerful. More powerful than you know. Powerful enough to stop Ezreal.
I am?
You could be, but you aren't yet.
The fight is now, not later.
You can start by not doing what I did. Don't do what I did to Saichi.
But what you said to Saichi was right. Killing humans for Archean gain wouldn't help anything.
I know, but I pushed him away instead of working with him towards a solution. I got lost in my own pride. and it cost me my life. You saw me. I died alone. I know you want to protect your friends, but you need them more than you know.
I can't lose anyone else. Just knowing me makes someone a target.
Your friends would die for you, just like you would for them.
Dude, you're my best friend. I got your back always, man.
You guys became my family when my real one wasn't there.
We're with you till the end of the line.
I've heard all this before.
Yes, but this time, really listen.
Okay.
I know I'm kind of annoying, but I feel like I can be myself with you. No matter how stupid I may sound, you always have my back. I couldn't ask for a better friend.
No way, my Lenny, you fight this on your own.
I knew it. That's scary. You always made me feel welcome. Even with all my shortcomings, you're always willing to help me out and teach me. You're my brother. I don't know how much help I'll be, but I'll fight beside you.
You're probably the closest thing I've ever had to a best friend. I'm not really good at building relationships. I can kind of get looked down on because of my moody disposition and the fact that my parents basically forced me into the academy with a massive check to fund the league. You see right through that, though. I don't want to lose you, so I'll follow you until the end.
What's going on? They've never said this to me before.
Maybe not directly, but this is what their hearts say about you. Now that you're listening, instead of just hearing the words, things seem different.
Stop! I've spent my whole life being treated like I'm something special and important because of the way I was born. Something to hide away. I don't want to hear it. I'm nothing special. I'm just a weapon.
That's where you got disconnected. They don't want to help you because of what's in your DNA. Not because you're strong, not because you're special. They want to help you because of what's in your heart. You are a good man, Simeon Harrigold. And that inspires these people to be strong like you. You've helped them. Let them help you. Together, you are stronger than you could possibly imagine.
I'm scared of losing those that matter most.
You have every right to be. You don't deserve any of this.
Oh, it doesn't matter what I deserve. What's happening is happening. I'm scared, but I can't let my fear win again. Even if it means putting them at risk, I can't back down anymore. We go in, together.
Now that's what I like to hear.
This is Melanie Reeves of Indigo Squad, requesting any backup. We are alive, but in danger. Please send help. This is Melanie Reeves of Indigo Squad, requesting any possible backup. We are alive, but in danger. Please send help.
How many times are you going to say that?
How many frequencies are there?
I don't know. A lot?
There's your answer.
I was told I could find you in here.
Simeon, you're awake!
Yeah. Hey, Kowalski. Surprised to see you here.
Hello.
How long have you been up?
Simeon, I'm serious. You need some time to collect yourself.
Like 30 seconds. I'm fine, I swear. I feel better than I have in a long time.
What's gotten into you?
Let's just say I've had a pretty enlightening experience.
A dream?
Yeah, no time to explain, though. We need to come up with a plan to fix all this somehow.
I'm with you, but let's face it, we're not strong enough to stop Ezradel on our own. We need outside help.
Is that what the radio's for?
Yes, our cell phones don't work in here, but I was hoping that other forms of communication could.
Anything yet?
Nothing.
What about the others? Have you heard from Octavian at all?
No. Why would Octavian reach out to me?
I don't know. You guys are cousins, so I figured.
We're not like that. He can't stand me. Thinks everything I have was just handed to me while he had to work himself to death to get where he is.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Melanie?
Is that?
Melanie!
Sylvie! Yes, Sylvie, I'm here.
Good. What is your situation?
The town's overrun with Archeon. We're trapped. A High Order member currently has human beings hostage.
We have support ready.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We can't provide help, however, until the veil around town has been taken down.
Understood.
We await your signal. Sylvie, over and out.
Oh, we're going to be saved.
Looks like we have our backup.
Time to make a plan. What's wrong?
Buffy just let this massive bird in! It's terrifying!
Don't get mad at me! I told you the Falcon's a friend!
A friend?
It's Celia.
That bird is Celia?
I'll have you know I'm not a simple bird. I'm a falcon.
Demon bird? It talked.
I'm human, idiot. It seems that you have all come to the realization that this was all a trap as well.
Where's the rest of your squad?
Trapped in the cell in the Archeon realm. I was able to escape through a window to find you guys.
Where's my dad, my brother?
Ezreal took them with him. I'm worried, though. Your father was in pretty bad shape.
What happened?
It came as a complete shock. Out of nowhere, Zack pulled out his sword and wounded your father.
That's not Zack. That's a monster in his body.
Don't you dare talk about my brother like that! He's no monster! That man twisted his mind! He wouldn't want any of this!
Put him down! Now!
Melanie, it's okay. You're right, Fila. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, I guess. I shouldn't have done that.
Celia, did you fly by the house?
Yes. I went there first after I escaped only to find it overrun. I was able to spot everyone except Urzon in the area.
Knowing him, he's probably turned into a rat and run off again.
All of them are alive, but I only imagine they've been used as bait for Simeon.
What are we going to do?
Time to make a plan. We have three basic objectives. Objective 1, rescue the rest of Celia's squad. Objective 2, get the field around Steamwood down and get our backup in. Objective 3, stop Ezreal by either killing him or capturing him.
How in the world are we going to do this in time?
There's only one way.
We stick together.
We split up.
What? Split up?
As much as I would like for us to stay as one group, we have too much to do and too much at stake to take our time. We're going to split into three groups. Group 1 is me and Celia. We'll be going to rescue Cobalt Squad.
In the Archeon realm? Are you sure that's safe?
Don't worry, Poppy.
The two of us are totally capable of handling it.
Group 2 is Simeon, Poppy, and Ruby. Their goal is to get rid of the wall surrounding town.
Do we know how to take it down?
Yes. The field is set up by stone towers placed in a circle around town. The entire thing is powered by a larger tower at the center of the circle.
Great. Where is it?
That's the hard part. The central tower is placed at Harrogold House.
You want us to go back there?
Wouldn't that basically be handing over Simeon to the enemy?
I know, it's not ideal, but Simeon is the only one that can take it down. He's the one that put it up.
That's right. My blood is what put the walls up in the first place. Makes sense that I'd be the one to tear it down.
Be careful, though, Simeon. If you find that you're unable to take the tower down without being noticed, wait for us to join you. You are not to engage Ezreal alone.
Understood.
Poppy, you are going with them, but your job is different. You're going to try and find a way to rescue the hostages quietly. You are to bring them back here.
Understood.
Group 3 is Victor and Augustin.
What's our jobs?
You two will stay here.
What? Absolutely not. I cannot leave you young ones to handle this alone.
I understand that, sir, but you are in no position to fight with your injury. It's best if you stay behind and have Victor to take care of you.
Don't worry, sir. I'll take care of you.
Don't leave me with him.
Sorry, sir, but I have no choice.
What am I going to do?
Oh, you. Nothing, I suppose. I didn't include a part for you. Do you want to do something?
I would like to help, yes.
If you're willing to put yourself in danger, you can help Poppy rescue the hostages.
Yes, I will. This is my town. I must fight for it.
That kind of talk is exactly the kind that gets yourself killed.
So what if I do? I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I didn't do anything.
Don't listen to him. I appreciate you wanting to help.
All right, everyone. This is where we separate. Cell phones work inside town, so don't be afraid to contact one another. Remember the plan and stick to it. Ready?
Ready!
There's the tower, in the garden.
That's great, but how are we going to get there? It's swarming with guards. We'd get caught, no question.
We're gonna do what Melanie said. Wait. That's Poppy. She and Kowalski got everyone out. They're headed back to the library.
How'd they manage to do that, unnoticed?
I helped them.
No, don't do that! What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to save the world, just like you guys. I've been going around pretending I'm one of them. Got mostly unnoticed.
Have you been able to figure out anything on what to do here?
Not much more than we already know. Zack isn't Zack, as Riddell is after you. That tower has something to do with the walls, blah, blah, blah. Only thing I know is that Ezreal has your whole family with him. Father, mother, brother, the whole deal. He's using them as bait to draw you in.
Simeon, keep a level head. Remember, we're waiting for everyone else. Urzan, do you have any idea what we're up against?
Ezreal and Zack are a challenge all their own. But most of the other guys are just average lackeys. Probably paid pennies by Ezreal to do his dirty work for him. He means business, though. He's brought ferals with him.
Ferals? That's no good.
Yeah. He's got a full-on army with him. Where's everyone else?
Melanie is off with one of the Cobalt people to save the rest of the squad. They're trapped in some Archeon cell. Augustine is injured, so Victor's treating him at the library.
A lot going on, I guess. What are you doing here, though? Isn't the point of all this to get to you? You're kinda in the lion's den right now.
I know. It's dangerous, but a risk we need to take. I'm the only one that can reverse the field around town. We aren't strong enough to take them on our own. But once that thing's down, we'll have an army of our own.
Seriously? That's crazy! How are you going to manage that, though?
Nothing yet. I promised that if things here look too grim, we'd stay put until Melanie returns with the others.
Speaking of Melanie, have you heard anything from her yet?
No, nothing yet.
What was that?
To think all the time we've spent searching town, just for you to come right back to us.
Zack.
Valis, I beg you, please, stop this.
I'm sorry, who are you?
It's me, Fela. Your sister.
I don't have a sister. Please, step aside. You're not part of my mission.
Please, don't do something you're going to regret.
Step aside.
No, you're still in there.
Step aside, or I will strike you down.
You could never hurt me.
Ruby!
No!
Come with me, Simeon Harrigold.
Fine. Okay, I'll come with you. Just let them go.
I'll allow that.
May I also have a chance to speak with them before I go?
Granted. 5 minutes.
Urzan.
Simeon, don't do this!
Take Ruby back to the library. Victor should be able to patch her up.
I don't think I'm pulling through this one.
Don't talk like that. You both are gonna be okay.
I'm not talking about Ruby.
What are you talking about?
This injury is bad. I don't think we're gonna make it back to the library. If I don't do something, both of us are going to die.
You're gonna sacrifice yourself.
Ruby didn't deserve any of this. My brother and I signed our death sentences when we took Zack in. Ruby was just taken off the street. I'm going to use what is left of me in this body to keep her from dying. Next time you see me, it'll just be her.
Fela, thank you.
She loves you, you know. Ruby, don't die for her sake.
Well, don't let her die for mine.
That's cute.
Fela.
It's okay. She's just passed out.
Time's up.
Use my phone to call Melanie and tell her the situation.
Okay.
I said, time's up.
I'm coming.
Good. Come with me, Simeon. Your judgment awaits.
Hey! I'm getting pretty hungry! Are we getting food at some point?
Shut up!
My blood sugar is getting real low!
I said shut up!
If I don't get some food in the next few minutes, I might pass out!
Are you deaf? I said...
Hey! It's you!
Vernon, is everyone okay in there?
Just get the door open!
Just wait a sec, guys. I got the key.
Oh, Mjolnir! I'm sorry, baby! I'll never let them separate me from you again!
All right, squad, let's get out of here. Follow me.
What? Wait, hold up.
What?
Where are you going?
I'm going to teach that punk kid, Zack, a lesson. He can't betray us like this and expect to get away with it.
It's not that simple. You can't just face him head on.
This might be the case for you and your squad, but we outrank you and outmatch you. We'll be fine.
Otto, you might want to listen to her. This whole thing is deeper than that.
Enough! I'm in charge here. Augustin put me as the lead on this case, and what I say goes. I will not listen to the ramblings of a spoiled brat. Get out of my way.
No, you are going to listen to me. Don't think you can just push me out of the way either. We both remember how our last fight ended.
You're never going to let me forget that, will you?
Like you ever let me forget anything about me, about my parents, but how you had it so hard and I'm just so spoiled. At least you got to choose what you wanted to be. You wanted this life. This life was demanded of me. I don't expect you to like me. I've stopped trying. I don't need you to like me. What I need is your respect.
My respect?
Hey guys, maybe now isn't the time for family problems.
Why should I respect you? I have to work every day to prove that I'm more worthwhile than you. The oh-so-important heir to the Reeves family can do no wrong. I would give anything to be in your place, but I have to watch you squander it. I was born first. It should be me.
If you want it so bad, you can have it. In fact, take everything that comes with it. The mandatory exercises and training. I got up every day at 5 a.m. dreading to find out which way my father was going to push me around, call me useless, or say I'm a disgrace to the family. He'd spend hours kicking the crap out of me, yelling at me to get stronger and getting angrier when I didn't. At the end of training, my body would be so numb I couldn't walk. He always talked to me about his days in the league as if he was something to be worshipped. I imagine he wanted to make me into something like that. That's the last thing I want. I would strip myself of all relation to him if I could. Don't even get me started on my mother. And what did you get? Uncle Philip and Aunt Isabel, parents that would love you no matter what path you took. What I wouldn't give for that. If you want to be the chosen progeny so bad, please take it.
Dang.
So what are you going to do? Finally listen, or keep being your stubborn, pig-headed self?
Fine. Fine. But only because we've been out of the loop the last few hours.
Good. We need to get out of here, though. I'll fill you in on the way.
Hey, I wasn't kidding about the blood sugar thing. I need a snack bad!
I think I have a granola bar. Is that okay?
Yes, please!
Sir, I have brought Simeon Harrigold.
Simeon!
Mom.
Excellent, Velas, excellent. Simeon, welcome home. We've got a wonderful family reunion set up for you. Your missing brother, your human mother, and your traitor father.
Leave them alone. I'm all you want.
Of course, Simeon, of course. I don't have any desire to harm them. If you don't cooperate, however, I may be given no other choice.
Simeon, don't listen to him!
I'm a big enough of a man to ask for your assistance first, rather than force it of you. What do you say? Will you help me?
Don't worry about us! Save yourself!
Understand, if you don't agree, I will kill them. Also, your friends. Basically, everyone you love. Think that over.
Where do you get off?
Excuse me?
I can understand experimenting on humans, as inexcusable as it is. But your own people? Where do you stop seeing test subjects and start seeing people?
I use what the High Order gives me. You should ask them. They always give me the problems that they don't want to deal with. Why do you think I'm doing this? If I'm the one that saves our race, they can't push me around anymore.
So your answer is to play God? Who gave you the right?
Thank you, Velas.
Doing my job, sir. You are not allowed to lay hands on Sir Azrael.
You have your lackeys here fighting for you? Pretty pathetic.
Better watch your attitude, or you'll lose more than just that hand. Oh, would you stop crying? I'll make him a new one.
Don't talk to her.
All right. Since asking nicely didn't work, we'll have to do things the hard way.
And if I refuse?
For you and your family's safety, I highly suggest you don't.
Do you feel any pain when I do this?
No.
You seem to be completely fine. All right, Nancy, you're up next.
Don't touch me. I'm fine.
You got it. Anzo and Hara, how are you feeling?
Fine, actually. They barely laid a hand on us.
I scared them all away with my magic night powers.
You sure did.
I found some water bottles. Everybody take one. It's been a long night.
Puppy! Puppy, let's play!
Not right now, Hara, but don't worry. Once all this is over, we'll play together.
We'll play tons?
Absolutely tons.
Kay!
What do we do now?
We wait.
What do you mean, wait? We need to fight back.
A fight that none of us here can win. Let's be real with ourselves. You and I aren't as young as we used to be. I'm not fighting anything with my injury. Victor and Poppy aren't ready for the level of combat this requires. Everyone else here are civilians. We best leave this to Simeon, Menelie, and Octavian's squad.
But how do you know they'll win?
I don't. But they are all the hope we have right now.
To think our fate tied to a bunch of kids.
They aren't just kids!
Victor?
No, I'm serious! Me and Poppy might not be that strong, but Simeon and Melanie are different. They're strong and smart and better at what they do than they seem. If they weren't stuck with us, they'd be at the top of your ranks.
Don't talk like that. You all have your strengths. Being strong doesn't just mean physical strength. You aren't holding them back. But I do agree. You have nothing to worry about, Catherine. These kids, as you call them, are far beyond what we were like back in the day.
You don't say. I'll believe it when I see it.
Victor, get the door.
What? Me? Why?
It's me. Let me in.
Erzon!
Ruby!
What in the devil happened out there?
It's bad. Really bad. We were hiding, waiting for the others, but Zack found us. He wounded Ruby. She needs medical attention now.
This is bad, but I should be able to do something. I'll leave a pretty nasty scar, but she'll live.
Erzan, where is Simeon?
That's the worst part. Ezradel has him.
Does Melanie know?
Not yet. Simeon gave me his phone to reach out to her, but the call won't go through.
She's probably still in the Arcan world. Unfortunately, cell phone plans don't usually cover other dimensions. What's the plan now, Lionel?
The plan doesn't change.
What do you mean? I care about Simeon as much as you do. But we both know he's in over his head. With Melanie out of reach, what hope do we have?
I have no doubt that Menelie will succeed in her mission. Once she returns, we'll have 5 powerful hunters at the ready.
It's Melanie!
What did I just say?
Simeon, sorry I wasn't able to respond earlier. Our mission was a success and we're headed your way. Is everything all right?
I'm afraid not, Melanie.
Erzan, what are you doing with Simeon's phone? Where is he?
I'm afraid Ezradel has him.
What? I told him not to face Ezradel alone.
He didn't. Zack found us. He offered himself over to save me and Ruby.
Ugh, that's so typical of him. Where are you now?
Me and Ruby are at the library with the others. She's hurt real bad.
Good. Stay there. We'll see what we can do about Simeon and the barrier. Once that thing is down, help will be on the way.
Great.
You all stay safe.
Melanie?
What?
Good luck.
Thank you.
So, this is it.
This is what?
The final battle that will decide humanity's fate.
We can't afford to lose.
No, we cannot.
Who could that be?
I'll get it!
Hara, no!
It's okay. It's okay. I got you.
Poppy, you saved her. Thank you.
Just doing my job.
What was that thing? It wasn't like any of the Archeon I've seen before.
That was a feral.
A what?
A feral. The Archeon that have succumbed to the rot. They've lost all sense of human thought. Basically animals at this point. They attack anything on sight. The High Order uses them as cannon fodder, usually. But they can be used for tracking and hunting as well. They're pretty easy to take on, but in packs, they can be quite overwhelming.
Good thing there was only one of them, then.
I'm not so sure. It appears we have a final battle of our own.
What should we do?
It's simple. We stand our ground. Start blocking all the entrances.
Simeon, are you okay? Erzan told me everything. What happened to your hand?
Simeon attempted to hurt Sir Ezradel. I did what I had to do.
Simeon, let me take a look at your injury.
Keep your hands off my master.
Master? Simeon, what is he talking about? Answer me. Please don't tell me.
You must be Melanie. It's a pleasure to meet you.
No. No. What did you do to him?
No need to be afraid. This is a simple possession. This isn't anything like my immunization experiments. Simeon is very much still alive. Don't worry about the hand either. With me and Simeon's power combined, if I focus enough... Voila! A new hand. Regeneration. Quite amazing, really. Very few Archeon have this power. A power that the boy no doubt inherited from his father.
Get out!
And if I don't...
Then we, Cobalt Squad of the Archeon Demonic Hunting League, will take you out.
I'd like to see you try.
You will not lay a hand on Sir Ezradel.
No, Velis. Let me fight this one. I want to give this new body a test run.
As you wish.
Let's do this! Yeah!
Melanie, stay back. We'll handle him.
What? No!
I need you to listen to me this time. My teammates and I are going to distract him while you take the tower in the garden down.
How am I supposed to? Only Simeon can do that!
I know. You need his blood, right? That's why you're taking this with you.
Oh, what? A hand?
It's the hand Zack cut off. It's still got Simeon's blood on it. Use it on the tower to remove the barrier. I trust you'll be able to handle any Archeon guarding the thing.
Yeah, but what about you guys?
We don't stand a chance of winning, but if we fight defensively, we should be able to protect ourselves to make it out alive. Don't worry about us. Just make sure that you take care of that barrier.
I will. Good luck.
Melanie, if at the end of all of this, we can't get Ezradel out of Simeon, you know what we have to do, right?
It won't come to that.
I sure hope not. I'll give you one final warning, Ezradel. Leave the body of Simeon Harrogold, or we'll have to take drastic measures.
It's very bold of you to think I can't take all four of you at the same time.
You'll learn your lesson the hard way when I rip you to shreds.
Are you three all right?
I'm okay. Hohenheim is really hurt.
Don't worry about me right now. I'm hurt, but I'll live.
Jameson?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Heim, what are we going to do? We can't let him have our son.
Ezradil has become unhinged. He was never a good man, but he's clearly become lost in his search for power.
He's in the High Order. How much power can he need?
Ezradil isn't exactly the most respected member of the Order, even though he's one of the originals. The High Order favors results over theories, so they don't have much love for the Science and Research Division. I doubt the High Order even knows about what he's doing here. He said it himself. He's trying to earn his subordinates' respect. I don't like it, but that's what he and Simeon have in common.
What could they possibly have in common?
They are both here because they have something to prove.
Is this all you guys got? I could beat you guys in my sleep. Even you, Muscle Boy.
I've worked very hard for this physique. Be careful what you say, short stuff. You may be in a taller body, but I know your real height.
Short stuff? That's it. I'm going to obliterate you.
Hey, pipsqueak!
Who said that?
It's coming from the outside, sir. From the garden.
My army! How did you defeat them?
It's quite simple. I outsmarted them. You really should clean up after your messes, you know.
The hand? No!
Guys, she did it! The barrier's down!
You insufferable harlot! I'll kill you for that!
Melanie!
It's getting pretty hard to hold this door closed.
Maybe we can threaten them and scare them away. Hey! I have a knife, and I'm not afraid to use it. I'll cut you!
What exactly are you gonna do with a little thing like that?
First of all, that's what she said. Second of all, I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
Yelling threats at them won't do anything. They don't understand speech anymore.
I know that. I'm just running out of ideas here.
Open one of the windows. I'll try to take a few of them out with my firearm.
Nice of you to offer, but that won't help either.
What? Why not?
Archeon are a lot more durable than humans are. Sure, a bullet will hurt as much as it would a human, but it won't be enough to stop them.
What do we do then? Just wait to die?
Hey! Don't say that! We have children present!
So what if there are? Doesn't change the fact that these are trying to get inside to kill us!
Simeon and Melanie will pull through. Just wait.
How do you know that?
I just do.
Calm yourself, Sheriff.
Calm? How do you expect me to be calm right now? Screw that. There's gotta be some way to sneak out of here.
Don't, Norman. It's not worth the risk.
Don't Norman me. I'm getting out of here right now. Whether you like it or not...
Trevor! You knocked out that poor man!
What? Why are you all looking at me like that? I just saved his life.
You did. Excellent job, young man.
What is that?
It appears our backup has arrived. Victor, open the door.
Are you sure?
It's me. Open up.
Sylvie!
It's about time you showed up. I was starting to get worried.
Sorry, we were a little held up.
How did you stop them with guns? Augustine just told us that bullets wouldn't kill them.
These guns use bullets laced with xenotine.
Xenotine?
It's a rare mineral that can be lethal when used on Archeon.
Since it's so rare, these guns only get used for dire situations such as now.
Speaking of dire situations, the others need help.
Right. These hunters are here with me to take care of any injuries and escort any hostages out of town. We have more waiting outside to storm the house. Victor, Poppy, are you guys up for coming along?
If it's all right, I'd like to stay behind and make sure these people are okay.
Of course, I understand.
I'd come with you, but I'm afraid it won't be much help empty-handed.
You ever used a gun before?
I played paintball once.
Ugh. Good enough for me. Take this spare.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Just don't shoot anyone other than the enemy.
I'm hurt you think so little of me.
Get ready. We're leaving now.
I'm going to make sure you're strong and painful.
You think you're so smart. You aren't more intelligent than me. I created a whole new life for you. What have you done?
Look cool
and knock down
a pile of rocks. You aren't better than me.
I'm not afraid of dying. So, I'm definitely not afraid of you. If you were so smart, you wouldn't have to keep telling us.
Shut up!
Simeon! I know you're stronger than this! Fight back!
Melanie!
Are you okay?
What's happening to me?
I heard that you got into a fight at school today.
So what?
Would love to know what made you think that was a good idea.
They were bullying a girl, only because she was smaller than everyone else.
I see. You wanted to protect her?
She doesn't deserve to be teased just because she's different.
This girl, a friend of yours?
No, I don't have any friends.
Why not?
You know why. Anyone that gets close to me is in danger. You remember what happened last time. They had to wipe all their memories of me.
Oh, sweetheart, that doesn't always need to be the case.
When will it not?
Why don't you start with that girl you helped? I'm sure she appreciates you standing up for her.
I don't know. What if I put her in danger?
You'll never know if you don't try.
I don't want to put someone in danger just to make other people clean up the mess for me.
There's nothing wrong with...
That's why. I'm going to get stronger. I'll be so strong, I'll be able to protect my friends, no sweat!
Oh, will you now?
Yeah!
I see. I'm excited to see this strong Simeon. Someone would have to be very brave to threaten the ones you love.
Get out!
What was that? The person possessed forced out the Archeon possessing him? That should be impossible. Unless...
Don't worry, sir. I'll apprehend him again.
Don't make me hurt you, Zack.
Like you could actually hurt.
He just punched Zack through a wall!
It can't be.
That's just it!
An awakening!
Ezradel!
This is amazing! This is better than anything I could have imagined. A fully awakened half-human. I hope you've taken a moment to rethink my offer. You would be very useful to my cause.
I'm going to kill you!
Ugh, what a shame. A fight it is then. Electricity. Like father, like son, I suppose. It'll be interesting to fight an awakened half-human 1v1. It'll do well for my research.
I'm afraid your fight with the two of us isn't over.
Yeah! We didn't beat you up yet, so it's far from over! Am I right, Octavian?
Quite right, Vernon.
What are you guys doing?
Well, he has a plan. Go talk to her.
I'm not against a warm-up before the real thing. Give me all you got!
Ready, Vernon?
Get ready for a real smackdown, short stack!
Stop calling me short!
Melly. You okay?
Yes. Yes. Sore throat, that's all.
You have a plan?
Yes. I can't promise it'll work. but we might be able to take him out in one fell swoop. I told Octavian to distract him while I gave you instructions.
What do I do?
We're going to make use of your newfound abilities. I need you to throw me.
What? You ready?
Yeah. I need you to throw me as hard as you can over Ezreal.
Here we go.
Ezreal will be too focused on fighting two people at the same time. I doubt he'll notice an attack from above from a new opponent. I'll use Gleipnir to bind him up.
Hey! What's the big idea? What are these chains?
Vernon will have no problem catching me.
Got you!
With Ezreal immobilized, that's when you use the end of the chain that I'll give you before you throw me.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Last time I checked, metal is a fantastic conductor of electricity.
Oh. What do we do after that?
That's when we beat the crap out of him.
I was so close.
It's about time you stopped talking.
Did we just win?
I think we did.
I'll call Augustin and tell him the good news. Also need to make sure that Celia and Tully made it back with the Harrogolds.
Guys.
What's up, Vernon?
I don't think we've won just yet.
Simeon Harrogold!
Zach.
This isn't over. You, me, right now. The winner takes Sir Ezreal.
That's not how this works.
This is exactly how this works. I'm not giving you a choice.
I'm not fighting you.
You sound like that girl I cut down. Pathetic.
That girl was your sister, Velis.
I don't have a sister.
You do. Her name was Vela Stan.
Stan?
Yeah, that's her last name. It was once yours too, before you became a weapon.
Liar! I'm chosen by the High Order to serve Sir Ezreal.
You were the one that was lied to. Ezreal created you in a lab, combined you with my friend's body, and brainwashed you to become a mere underling for him. The real you would be disgusted by what you've become.
I'm no mere underling. Fight me!
No.
I said, fight me!
I won't.
Simeon!
Leave him alone!
No, guys, it's okay. I can take it.
Fight me!
There's nothing to gain from this, Velis.
Fight me! I demand it! Fight means fight! Fighting you is the only reason I exist, and you knocked me out in one punch! What does it make me?
A misused weapon. Just like me.
Get your hands off my friend!
Victor.
To think, all this strength, and I'm still taken out by a weapon made by human hands.
You may be strong, but your body's still human.
Would you lie to a man on his deathbed?
I don't think so.
All that stuff you said about Ezreal making me into something I would have been against before. Is that true?
I never met the original you. This happened to you because you were against people like Ezreal.
That girl. Was she really my sister?
Yeah. She was.
I regret what I did. But I'm going to see her soon. You know what scares me the most? More than dying.
What's that?
Me and my sister were all we had. A family. Just us. No one to remember us when we're gone. I don't want to be forgotten.
I'll never forget you guys. Wait. Are you remembering? Velis. Velis. Zach.
Simmy, are you okay? Please be okay. I think I just killed someone, so I could really use some emotional support right now.
Victor, I'm going to need you to give him some room.
Sorry.
How are you feeling?
Relieved.
I bet. We all do.
Also, tired.
Simmy! He's dead, isn't he?
No, he's just passed out.
I'm not surprised.
What do you mean?
Not only did he take some heavy blows from Zach, he also exerted a lot of energy in his awakening. Awakenings are usually too much for a human body to handle. That's why they're usually not permanent and wears out the halfling until they pass out.
What happened while I was gone?
They're over here!
I can explain it to you later. Let's let the medics take care of him.
Mission report. The Steamwood Crisis. After capturing Ezreal, the Archeon variant named Velis was killed by Hunter Victor Velasco with the Xenotime bullet. Sylvie Summers and her group appeared on the scene after the action had de-escalated. They took charge of taking care of the wounded and cleaning up the battlefield. The Archeon relic Excalibur was recovered from within the house. It is assumed that the variant discarded it after being knocked out by Simeon Harrogold. Simeon Harrogold and Melanie Reeves were immediately sent to the nearest hospital to treat their wounds. In the case of the library, the major injuries were that of Sir Lionel Augustin, Ruby Walsh, and Hohenheim Harrogold. Ruby Walsh was saved by another Archeon variant, one named Fila, who died to save her life. It has been decided that the housing for wayward Archeon, headed by Veronica Harrogold, shall be relocated to New York so that a better eye can be kept on them. The mission contained three casualties: Fila Starn, Velis Starn, and Zack Driscoll. Zack Driscoll, thought to be dead for 2 years, will now receive a burial where he will finally be laid to rest. With the death of both Archeon variants, the evidence of Ezreal's Union experiments ceased to exist. A memorial plaque is to be placed at the ruins of the abandoned house in the woods to commemorate all those whose lives were destroyed by the evil experiment.
What's going on?
He's awake.
Mom. Melanie.
It's about time you woke up.
I'll go get the others.
I'm really glad you're okay, Simeon.
Ruby, you're okay. Oh.
Take it easy. You're still recovering.
I was so worried that you didn't make it.
I'm fine. Fila took care of me.
Fila, she's...
Yeah, she's gone.
How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. It's interesting having my mind to myself again.
Where am I? How long have I been out?
You're back in New York. We're about 45 minutes from League HQ. As far as how long you've been out, you've been in a coma for a week.
A week? I heard my best friend was awake. I came as quick as I could. Hey, Victor.
Simeon! Oh, so sorry.
It's okay. Just no hugs for now, all right?
Glad to see you're doing all right, kid.
Arizon, thank you for helping Ruby.
It's the least I could do.
How are you feeling?
Good. I'm gonna be okay.
Good. I would never forgive myself if something happened to you.
Me neither. All the money down the drain.
So dramatic.
I heard Simeon's up. How is he?
Where is he? I need to see him.
He's in the bed, moron.
Oh, good to see you. I brought you this balloon and made you this card myself.
Dear Simon, hope you get better and all that. Can't wait to see your muscles back in action. Love the V-Man. P.S. The V stands for Vernon, if you didn't figure that out. Thanks, Vernon. That's very thoughtful.
See, I told you we'd like it.
He's being polite. Glad you're up, Simeon.
As am I.
Thanks, guys. Where's Tully?
I believe she's with your brother. They'll be in here any moment.
Interesting.
Good news is, you slept through most of your time here. You should be out in a couple days.
Did you have any interesting or cool dreams?
I didn't, actually. It was kind of nice. Felt like actual sleep for the first time in a while.
Let's all give Simeon a little space.
Dad, you're okay.
Yes, I'm healing just fine. I need to use this cane for a few months, but other than that, I'm in perfect health.
Is this where they keep my little brother? Glad to see you're awake.
Glad you're okay, Simsy.
Simsy?
Look, if you don't want me calling you Winifred, you better stop it with that stupid nickname.
Deal.
Can I call you that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, everyone. Let's give these brothers some time to catch up. Everyone out except for Jameson.
Augustine would be here, but he's busy at HQ. The four of us are supposed to meet up with him once you're up for it.
That's great.
I'll see you soon.
I'll see you later, okay?
Actually, Ruby, could you stay back for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
Well, I'm not very good at this. I've never done this before, but would you like to, maybe go out sometime for, like, food or something?
Yeah, I really like that.
When do you go back to Steamwood?
I'm not going back.
You aren't?
I'm moving here. Augustine invited me to join the League, to be a hunter.
You sure that's something you want?
I do. I don't want anyone to go through what I did, so I want to have the ability to prevent that. I'll be taking Remedial Academy classes for a while, but it'll be worth it.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks. I better give you and Jameson some time alone. I'll see you later.
See ya.
Okay, Sims. I see you.
Whatever. I want to know more about you and Tully.
You know, we talked. I realized how dumb I was. I couldn't get the horror of that mission out of my head. I had never lost a teammate before that. Not only that, but I lost two. And seeing how serious Tully's injury was, I couldn't take it. I mean, there she was, missing a chunk of her leg, because I failed as a leader. I didn't want to just ditch her, so I tried to hold it together, but I gave out. I hadn't seen her since I left the League. Seeing her there last week, I realized how stupid I'd been. She didn't let what happened to her stop her. She kept going. That's what I should have done. So, we talked, and I was lucky enough for her to take me back.
I'm glad you were able to do that.
I wouldn't have been able to if it wasn't for you and the others.
Are you okay? They didn't do anything to you, did they?
Just some beatings. They made sure I was never hurt too bad. You don't kill the hostage.
Sorry.
For what?
I'm the whole reason this happened to you.
There's no way you could have known.
That's not the only thing. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I was angry. I looked up to you and you failed me. I was immature and didn't care about the reasons. I was so wrapped up in this narrative of what I thought you were. I wasn't there for you when you probably needed me the most.
Hey. That's not your responsibility.
Even if it isn't, I should have done something.
I forgive you, okay? It's not like I reached out to you either. Can you forgive me?
Of course I do. You're my brother.
I don't know what you're thinking, but our relationship is far from over. Let's fix it. Starting today. What do you think?
Let's do it.
That's what I'm talking about. The Harrigold boys are back in business.
Let's never stop.
Don't plan to. I bet you're hungry. How about I go talk to one of these nurses about getting you some food?
Oh, yes, please.
Ah, Indigo Squad.
Dad, you're here too?
Yes, there's something I must discuss with you after.
I imagine you know why I've gathered you here.
To discuss our punishment, sir?
Precisely. Now, I've spent a lot of time contemplating what that punishment should be. I was actually rather stumped until this letter arrived at my desk.
We're gonna die. No, we're not.
A letter.
Let me read it to you. Dear Sir Lionel Augustine, it has come to my attention that you are working out how to punish Indigo Squad for their actions. Feel free to dismiss my letter, for this is not my place. But I would like to offer an idea of my own. I strongly suggest that you do not go down the path of expulsion from the League. While their breaking of the rules was reckless, they have all proven that their heart is in what's best. I feel like they are proper assets for the League, and expelling them would be an extreme loss. Don't forget that they saved the world. That being said, misconduct should not go unpunished. My suggestion is a multiple-month suspension from missions.
What is your decision, sir?
You are to be suspended for 6 months.
That's it?
You want more?
No! Not at all. I just thought it would be longer.
Well, there is the second half of the letter.
There's more?
Each member of the squad has earned my highest respect. That is why I recommend Simeon Harrigald for an immediate promotion from 4th rank to 3rd rank.
Are you serious? That makes him the same rank as you, Melanie!
There's more. I also recommend Victor Velasco and Poppy Dennings to be promoted to 3rd rank.
Really? I can't believe this!
That is, however, if they pass through a rigorous training regime for the duration of the 6-month suspension.
What?
That suddenly became a whole lot less cool.
I would say the same of Menelie Reeves. But seeing as she's already 3rd rank, I offer her my full endorsement in the future. She is smart, strong, and wise. She is a leader through and through. She has earned my highest respect. Something I should have given to her a long time ago. Express my thanks to them. Signed, Octavian Reeves.
Octavian wrote that?
He did. He wanted to say more in person, but his squad left for a mission last night. I couldn't agree with him more. Even with your blatant disregard for the rules, you have all shown just how much of an asset you are, especially as a team. I grant every request given in this letter.
Really? I'm 3rd rank now?
Yes. Speaking of 3rd rank, what is a 3rd rank hunter without his relic? This now belongs to you.
Excalibur? I couldn't. This belongs to Zack.
He wouldn't want anyone else to have it.
Take the sword, moron.
Okay.
What's the sword doing?
It's deciding whether Simeon is worthy to wield it. You see, with Velis, it was just a sword. But with a hunter, the sword chooses. Anything's possible.
It's making electricity like Simeon did at the house. Are you making it do that?
I'm not. It's doing it by itself. I haven't been able to use those powers since that night.
The relic has chosen you. That means it will use power buried deep inside of you. It won't be as strong as a full awakening, but you'll be able to draw on some of his power with the sword.
That's amazing.
So, when do we get our cool relics?
You'll get them if you complete the 6 months of training.
I was worried you'd say that.
With all that dealt with, we'd like some time to talk to Simeon alone.
Of course. Come with me, you two.
Victor, you gonna be okay?
Simeon gets a cool sword, but me, Victor, look at me. I have to do war for 6 months just because I did the right thing.
What did you want to talk to me about?
Well, I want to talk to you about something I should have told you a long time ago. I've never told you about my side of the family. I think it's about time that you learned.
What, that King Noss is my grandfather?
What? How did you know that?
I saw him in a dream back at Steamwood. Told me his whole backstory. I didn't totally believe it until you wanted a super secret conversation about your family.
What did he tell you?
Kind of the whole thing. He died. Queen Marin, or Grandma, I guess. Escaped while pregnant with you. You were born in Germany. Something about a castle.
Amazing. He really did appear to you. Allow me to fill in the gaps. I was born in Schloss Hohenheim in 1770. My given name was Hohenheim von Astra. I would go by Hohenheim Schmidt for years, hiding my true name from discovery. My mother, Queen Marin, died when I was 35 years old. I'd spend the 2 centuries traveling the world. I joined with Augustin in 1955 with the League. That's when I started working as a spy. I met your mother the summer of 1996 on a mission. I was instantly in love. We got married not long after and had you in 99. I took on her last name, Harrigold, in order to even deeper hide my identity. Augustin did not approve of my marriage at first.
Getting a normal human involved with stuff like this is dangerous.
I think your mother won him over, though.
She's an extraordinary woman.
I wanted to say all of this to you, to say I'm sorry I didn't tell you this earlier. I had a brush with death last week, and I didn't want to die before telling you. I also wanted to tell you so you'd know who you truly are. Simeon von Astra, Prince of the Archaon Realm.
Thanks, but I think Harrigold suits me just fine.
I couldn't agree more.
There was one more man in my dream, though. He seemed pretty important.
Who would that be?
His name was Saichi. I think he was a friend of Nos, or at least he used to be.
Saichi?
Did he say anything to you?
He never spoke to me. I only saw him in memories provided to me by Nos. Is he important? I saw Nos kill him.
No. He's very much alive. Saichi von Astra is the younger brother of the dead king.
His brother?
Yes, however, he goes by a much different name now. Lord Argent.
Lord Argent? But that's...
Yes, he's the head of the High Order. We are quite the happy family, aren't we?
I had no idea.
Don't worry, most people don't. That stuff is confidential. I don't mean to scare you. Why don't you go meet up with your friends?
You look shaken up. Everything all right?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Where's Victor and Poppy?
They're waiting for us at the mess hall. What was that meeting about?
Nothing important.
If it wasn't important, then you can tell me.
I can't.
We can't keep having secrets.
I don't think they want you guys to know.
They don't need to know that I know. I've got your back, but I can't do that if you aren't telling me the truth. I won't tell the others.
Fine.
So, you're telling me that your grandfather was King Nost?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Just okay?
What do you want, a cookie?
I'm surprised you even believe me.
With everything that just happened in Steamwood, I've learned that literally anything is possible. Even you being royalty.
Promise, you'll keep this between us.
Of course. Come on, let's go meet up with the others.
Right.
Simeon?
Yeah?
Do you remember anything from when you were possessed by Ezreal?
No, why?
You kind of called me a harlot, and I'm never gonna let you forget that.
What? No, I didn't. That was Ezreal.
Yeah, but your voice was in there. Really hurt my feelings.
Come on, you can't blame me for something that I wasn't even in control of.
I absolutely can.
Shut up.
Oh, lighten up. I'm just messing with you.
No sympathy for the guy that just got out of the hospital.
No, absolutely none.
Start recording. This is Hohenheim Harrigold interrogating Ezreal Zenrian about the High Order. Time is crucial.
What could I possibly know that you don't? You were in the High Order too.
Yes, but I wasn't very high ranking, so I wasn't privy to as much information.
You have the wrong guy. The Order doesn't like me as much as you think they do. I was the lowest of them, left to do the work that none of them cared about.
I want to know what their plan with Operation Union was.
There wasn't one. I did Operation Union in secret. Nobody else knew about it.
I see. Why would you do that?
I wanted their respect. If I could pull off something as amazing as what I had planned, they'd have no choice other than to stop looking down on me. Obviously, things didn't work out as planned. I'll admit, the plan was sloppy. It didn't account for anyone coming except for the boy. I guess I was just desperate.
What are the High Order planning, then? It's clear that something is in the works.
You know what? Screw them. They never did anything for me, and there's no way I'm leaving here alive.
we have no intention of killing you.
You aren't who I'm worried about.
You're afraid that the High Order will kill you? I promise this place is secure. They can't reach you.
It's not that. Back when we formed the High Order, all of us original members made a pact. We all placed a curse on ourselves that if we were ever caught or found betraying the Order, we would die. The moment it reaches them that I'm here, they'll activate the curse and I'll die. You're talking to a dead man.
Please, provide us with any information you can.
Fine, but only if you promise me one thing.
What would that be?
Promise me that you'll kill every last one of those supposed friends of mine.
I promise.
Thank you.
Now that the promise is made, please, tell us what the Order is planning.
What the Order is planning involves your firstborn.
I assure you that my son is well protected.
What? Simeon? I'm not talking about him. I was the only one that knew about his origins. I kept it from the Order to use it as leverage. I'm talking about your daughter. The one you sealed away from us over 100 years ago.
What? How do they know where she is? I don't even know where she is. That was the whole point of the seal.
They don't know, but they have men scouring the planet for her. It's only a matter of time before she's dug up.
Wait. How do you know she's my daughter? I wasn't known to you all then.
I always run DNA tests of new members to see if I can find anything interesting. Yours matched the sample we had from when we had her. Always wondered who that masked guy that took her was. Don't worry, I didn't tell them.
Why not?
Leverage.
Do you know if they've... Ezradel, what's happening?
This is it. The curse.
I need a medic in here.
A medic isn't going to help here. Don't forget your promise.
Status of prisoner Ezradel Zenrian is deceased. Interrogation over.
End of Book 1, First Awakening. Archeon. Caleb Hughes is Simeon. Elizabeth Plant is Melanie. Ethan McCabe is Victor. Addie Nofall is Poppy. Sean Cadieux is Razan. Connor Howard is Hohenheim and King Nost. Callum Perry as Augustin. Kel Cusumano as Ezradel. Sebastian Stagagner as Zach and Velis. Alexandra Macedo as Ruby and Fila. Allie Ann as Veronica. Colin Peter as Octavian. Nicole Tuttle as Tully. Josh Edwards as Vernon. Delbells as Celia. Marcus Rothenberg as Jameson. Mason Wong as Trevor. Sirian as Catherine. Gwen Morgan as Sylvain. Christina Roberts as Nancy and Queen Mary. Dustin Von Nguyen as Sheriff Kowalski. Jack Paris as Anza. Sarah Jen as Hara and Young Simeon. And Trent Trachtenberg as Saichi von Astra. Additional voices by Josh Spector. Written, directed, and edited by Caleb Hughes. Hey everyone, Caleb here. With Archeon coming to a close, I want to take some time to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who listened throughout this journey. Thank you to my friends and family for supporting me. It's hard to believe that this story I made up in my spare time at my retail job turned into this very real thing. I especially want to thank my cast. I couldn't have done this without any of you and your incredible talent. Special thank you to Elizabeth Plant, Alexandra Macedo, and Trent Trachtenberg, not just for being amazing cast members, but also incredible friends who helped me in my time of need. Thank you three for keeping me sane these past few months. Of course, shout out to Abby, my best friend and love of my life, who supported me even before the script was on paper. I don't think this is the end of Indigo Squad's journey, and I can't wait to show you where things go next. That being said, I have two very special announcements to make. First off, I felt like a team brought this project together, not just me. So starting after this episode releases, every episode of Archeon, as well as any of my future independent endeavors, will all be published under the name Studio Archeon, not just my name. Second announcement, I'm pleased to share a preview of my next project, which is currently a work in progress.
Enjoy.
Simeon, you wanted me to call you. What is it?
Hey, Dad. How's the investigation going?
Harvey and I found a new lead, but nothing just yet. How's Europe?
It's been okay. Got to check out England for a few hours before they carted me off to Ireland.
Are the people there taking well to you and the others?
I think. Not exactly sure yet.
Simeon.
Yeah?
I'm sure you called me for more than just catching up.
Yeah. You know I've always had special dreams, right?
Yes.
Well, they've gotten really weird lately. Usually they just give me clues, or they're more abstract. Not really any clear narrative. Well, now it's different. It's almost like I'm living through someone else's life. Someone else's memories. That's not even the weirdest part.
And what would that be?
That part would be... Man, I'm gonna sound crazy.
Don't worry. Anything you say, I'll believe you.
The weird thing is, I'm starting to hear them while I'm awake. Archeon, Book 2, Valkyrie Reborn, Project in Development.